First Endurance, Scratch, Bear Performance, Osmo. What do these companies have in common? Welcome to the Inside Sports Nutrition Podcast, your source for all things sports nutrition related. This show is hosted by myself, Bob Sibahar, and my awesome co-host, Dina Griffin. We are both registered dietitians who are board-certified specialists in sports dietetics with combined professional experience exceeding 40 years. We are here to translate nutrition and sports science research to real life and give you some awesome interviews with a variety of experts and athletes so you can enhance your knowledge to optimize your health, fitness, and athletic performance. On today's episode, as you heard me introduce, we are doing something a little different. We've introduced another type of episode, and we're calling this product review. So in today's episode, we are specifically looking at four different products that have the ingredient cluster dextrin in it. And as I alluded to in the beginning of my intro, we are looking at the company's First Endurance, their product EFS Pro. We're looking at Scratch Labs' super high carb product. We're looking at Osmo Power Fuel and Bear Performance Nutrition, their G1M product. So in this episode, we are going to highlight what cluster dextrin is and why it matters. And we're going to actually pick apart each product and give you our professional review. Something like if you were to ask us, hey, Bob, hey, Dina, what about this product? What do you think? We're going to just talk it out, look at these, look at the labels, look at the ingredients, everything, and we're going to break this down to you now for you. Now, there's a lot of information here. So there will be a table that we will put on our website, kind of a summary table. So you can just head on over to insidesportsnutrition.com and get the show notes and that nice summary table with everything that we're talking about here today. Now, before we do get to the show, I just want to throw a shout out to my all-around snack company. It is the holiday season, and with that comes more snacking opportunities. So head on over to allaroundsnackco.com. ISN podcast listeners, you guys get 15% off if you use the code ISNPODCAST23. I do have some flavors that are coming back for the seasonal, the holiday, so I won't tease you with that. Head on over to the website and go take a gander at what I've got going on for all of your metabolically efficient snacking needs. And now, on to the episode. Good morning, listeners. We are so jazzed for this episode. Dina, how are we?
Doing good, Bob. It is a beautiful morning here in Colorado as we're recording this. So, you know, that makes the mood even more jazzy.
It is jazzy. And that's actually probably a good adjective to describe our newest, brand new. This is the first ever type of episode we're going to do. Let's call it the jazzy episode. Or, you know, not so great of a name, but the product review episode. So listeners, here's what Dina and I are up to. We get so many questions from so many athletes, you girls and guys and everyone out there. And they're like, hey, can you tell me the difference between this product and this product? Or what do you think of this versus that? What about this electrolyte? What about that sport drink? So what we've decided to do is kind of envision Dina and I sitting around a table with some coffee or yerba mate or matcha or whatever. And you're just kind of hanging out with us. And you're just listening to our conversation as we review products. So that is the whole goal of this kind of product review. Now, what we're going to do today is we are going to highlight four products that share the same ingredient. And this is kind of, I mean, it's been out for a while, but it's still kind of making some waves in the athlete market. And that ingredient is called cluster dextrin. So that's kind of what we're doing. This is going to be a fantastic episode. You're going to learn a ton about cluster dextrin, but also as we pick apart these products and looking at four different products that use cluster dextrin. So Dina, do you want to start us off and just kind of give our listeners kind of the DL, the down low on what is cluster dextrin?
I love cluster dextrin, Bob, because it's such a different kind of carbohydrate source. I think we can think of it in a few ways. Is one, it's very different than simple sugars like glucose and fructose, which are one unit carbohydrate or sugar molecules. So this cluster dextrin, I mean, even the word cluster, you can kind of envision like, oh, wow, there's a lot of things going on. And I just want to refer the listeners to our episode 3, our very first guest on the Inside Sports Nutrition podcast with Dr. Alan Lim, where he beautifully explained more of the science behind this carbohydrate source. And I'm also going to pull out something he said to try and explain briefly what this cluster dextrin is and visually how we can imagine it, Bob. So if we think of a beautiful tree out in the yard with lots of branches and very tall, there's a lot of opportunities for leaves to grow and shade to happen. There's a lot of opportunities for glucose molecules or sugar molecules to be bound and then delivered as a fuel source. Whereas if you think of what Dr. Lim said, the choo-choo train, where we just have single cars connected to each other, it's a very straight chain. The impact on delivering the fuel is very different in these two scenarios or these two structures of carbohydrate. So putting that into terms of carbohydrates, the tree being the cluster dextrin, where there's a lot of glucose units linked together in all these fancy ways. And the choo-choo train, the maltodextrin or kind of simple sugars linked together, those don't offer as many opportunities to provide fuel in an efficient way and oftentimes is associated with GI distress because there's so much breaking down so quickly in emptied from the stomach and delivered to the small intestine that we can kind of get a log jam of sorts from that choo-choo train kind of molecule or the maltodextrin kind of molecule. And so the beauty of the cluster dextrin, Bob, is that it can deliver a lot of energy, a lot of calories, but in a more efficient way, a more safe way for the digestive tract. So that delivery of energy and the uptake of the energy to be used by our working muscles is more efficient and safe from a GI perspective. I was intending to be brief, but I might have gotten a little bit more with it there.
No, that was perfect because it kind of gave a little bit of the science lesson and it wasn't too sciencey. So we all appreciate that. But then you kind of rolled it into, so who cares? Like at the end of the day, yeah, listeners, you're all asking, well, who cares though? Like, so what? Yes. Who cares, right? Why is this for me or why is this not for me? Mm-hmm. And no, that's a beautiful way of describing it is that, you know, because I was thinking, well, who does care about this product? Well, maybe those athletes who do need to feed a little bit more carbohydrates, maybe those who don't have a really good experience with simple sugars, right? Maybe it sets off GI distress, whatever it is. So this could be a great opportunity for those athletes who need more fuel, and hence even some of the names of these, you know, we're hearing power fuel, we're hearing super high carb, you know, so it's even in the name that is kind of describing this cluster dextrin.
Yeah. So I think in summary, just thinking of it's a very more complex carbohydrate molecule, this cluster dextrin that we're talking about today, and behaves differently, but yet can still provide a high calorie delivery to the athlete, but again, in a more efficient manner, which mm-hmm. is the beauty of it. Of course, we always have context to consider what we're doing, the intensity, our own individual gut tolerance, and so on. However, Bob, it is now being featured more in an array of sport nutrition products. So yeah, we're going to cover, we selected 4 to preview and go through kind of our process of analysis of each of these products, kind of what we see and what we think of as sports dietitians when we're looking at these products.
Yeah. So this is kind of where the rubber meets the road, right? So yep. Listeners, as Dina said, we have 4 products. So we're going to highlight the First Endurance EFS Pro product. Then we're going to talk about the Scratch Super High Carb product. Then we're going to talk about the Osmo Power Fuel product. And then we'll finish with the Bear Performance Nutrition or BPN G1M product. So that's kind of how we're going to go through this. And throughout, what we want you to do, listeners, is just, you know, obviously we're going to bring you some information here, but maybe take note, you know, if you're thinking about using these or if you are using these, this is going to be a great conversation. And like I said, just, you know, kind of grab your cup of choice, whatever you're drinking, or, you know, maybe if you're out on the trails or on the road or driving, be careful, of course. But yeah, get ready for this, because this is how Dina and I evaluate products and literally how we would discuss this if it were just her and I locked up in a room or wherever, just really putting our heads together to try to figure out how do we evaluate these products. So Dina, let's start with the first one. First Endurance EFS Pro.
Yes. To my knowledge, Bob, it's one of the first sports nutrition products that featured the cluster dextrin carbohydrate. And by the way, all of these four products are powders in form. And so what I noticed, and I think you do this too, Bob, is just let's look at what is in the product first before we're looking at sodium or calories or whatever that supplement facts label is. So really looking at ingredients and notably, of course, yes, we've got this novel carb that we're talking about, cluster dextrin. However, Bob, we've got some other carbohydrate sources in this product, maltodextrin, dextrose, and sucrose. So the big thing that stands out here in terms of the carb characteristic is that it's more than one kind of carbohydrate, which could be favorable or not. Again, we have to apply this to the context of the athlete and its use case. So in essence, we've got a mix of complex and more simple sugar in this product, along with the electrolytes. We've also got glutamine, branched chain amino acids. There's some stevia to provide some flavor, theanine, and gosh, you know, there's some other ingredients. I don't know if we want to go through all of those.
I think it's just important for the listeners to know what's in it for sure. We're not going to highlight every single one, and I don't think that's the purpose. But yeah, to your point, Dina, what I like to highlight is, okay, what type of sugar or sugars are we working with here? So I think it's important that you announce that there are a few different types. It's not just cluster dextrin. And, you know, we're not saying yay or nay to that. We're just saying, okay, that's why we're highlighting these four different products, because they do differ in how they use cluster dextrin. So aside from the ingredients, and, you know, the first ingredient of First Endurance EFS Pro is cluster dextrin, you know, we would kind of say, okay, we've got the basis of what is in this product, right? Now let's move towards, let's roll up our sleeves. Like, what matters? Like, if an athlete is going to use a product like this, they care about the carbohydrates, right? They care about the sodium. And, you know, we'll talk about a few of the extra things that are in these products, but let's dive into the carbohydrates. Cause this, and not the type, because we just told you the type, right? Cluster dextrin primarily with a few other simple sugars there. But what's interesting to me, Dina, and just having this conversation is, and we know this obviously, but every product is going to have a different amount of carbohydrates per serving. And that's where it gets a little tricky, doesn't it? For us and our listeners.
Right. Because I mean, a lot of athletes look at the nutrition facts or supplement facts first, like how many carbohydrates and calories am I getting per serving? Mm-hmm. And what, it's just like a box of crackers, right? Every manufacturer has a different serving size. It might be 12 crackers, 120 calories, or it might be 20 crackers, 180 calories. But so you look and see, well, what is the serving size? But also, it's that company's determination of what the serving size is. So in this case, for the EFS Pro, their labeling designates a serving as 30 grams of carbohydrate for their single serving.
Yeah. And that's, you know, I will say this, as you know, as everybody knows, our listeners, so this is very transparent. I own All Around Snack Company, right? So I know the behind the scenes of the food labeling. And I will say the exact same thing, because as a, you know, as a food creator myself, yeah, I can choose. And this is what we do kind of behind the scenes. Like, we choose, well, how many calories do we want to show on the label? How many grams of carbs do we want to show? Right. Cause then it's working backwards. And this is what I gather from First Endurance is, you know, we've got one serving being 30 grams of carbohydrate. So that's right in line with the current research recommendations of carbohydrate per hour, which usually range, if you're looking at the research of traditional sport nutrition research, the hourly intake or the consumption of carbohydrates ranges from about 30 grams per hour all the way up to, it could be over 100 grams per hour, right? Mm-hmm. So this is what, in my mind, this is what First Endurance did, is say, okay, we're going to stick with that low end, and because we can always titrate up. But this is why I'm thinking we're seeing that 30 grams, is because it's within the research range. First Endurance, I know, is very research-based, sport nutrition research-based. So they base themselves and pride themselves on that. So I think that's why we're seeing that serving size. And, you know, to be honest with you, I mean, I always look at like red flags for me as a sport dietitian. For that amount of carbohydrate, there's no red flags for me, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the only thing I would say is, because it is a cluster dextrin and the whole point of it is maybe to get more carbohydrates in, perhaps some athletes would need to dose up, right, to get more grams of carbohydrate, kind of depending on what they need, right? If they're less metabolically efficient, more metabolically efficient, it kind of comes back to the, well, it depends, right? Depends on what you're using this for and what you need this for.
And then along with that, Bob, is if I do require more carbohydrates, then how much am I getting, like, bang for your buck if I buy a canister or a bag of these products and I'm using 80 grams of carbohydrate per hour? And for the EFS Pro, like, their canister, I think, has 20 servings. So if I'm using, I'll do the math differently. If I'm using 90 grams per hour, which is quote unquote three servings, instead of trying to get too complex, then I might go through this product pretty quickly.
Because
empty my wallet a little bit more fast.
And that's exactly right. I mean, price wise, you know, it's $49.95 for a container of EFS Pro. And that is, what is that? It's 20 servings per can, right? But to your point, Dean, this is what I love you bringing this up, is because athletes will use different servings. They will not always stick to that 30 grams of carbohydrate, because they're going to individualize it, which we always recommend, because each and every single one of us is so different, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Let's move on to the sodium, because that kind of caught my eye. Did that catch your eye with the EFS Pro?
It did. Yeah. A decent amount of sodium per serving, again, serving 30 grams. So 500 milligrams of sodium, a mix of sodium chloride and sodium citrate for those sources. Yep.
Now that gets my attention, because once you hit the big 500, that's like, whoa, okay, there has to be something here to support that. Meaning research, meaning like, I put this EFS Pro in a little bit of different category. So now I'm thinking, okay, now we've got possibly athletes who need more sodium, who have a higher sweat sodium concentration, maybe a higher sweat rate, maybe high environmental stress, right? Because this is what is really different versus a lot of other products on the market, because it does have a little bit more aggressive sodium in it. And that could be green light or red light, depending on the athlete and what the athlete needs, right?
Right. However, just to kind of put the scenario, when I was mentioning the 90 grams of carb per hour, now that would give me, and depending on how much fluid we're mixing it in as well, but 1.5 grams of sodium, which might be a little overkill for some individuals, right? Again, but we have to titrate carb, sodium, and fluids. However, it is kind of posing potential issues for those who may not be as heavy of a sweater, salty sweater.
For sure. So great point, because if you're not following the recommended serving size, you will manipulate not only the carbs, but all the electrolytes also, right? So that's, I think, a really good point to listen up to, because as we go through the other three too, that'll become very important. But, you know, before we leave EFS Pro, Dina, I've got some also additional interesting things. So this product has zero caffeine, just to make note, right? What I do appreciate about it is that it does have potassium, magnesium, calcium, chloride. So it has the blend of electrolytes, not just sodium. So I do appreciate that about most products, is when they put a blend of electrolytes in there, because obviously that is what we lose in sweat. We just happen to lose more sodium, but I love that they actually put a blend of all those other electrolytes.
And the other ingredients, Bob, this is what's different from mostly from the other three products we're going to talk about. So just briefly, the other amino acids and let's see what else is in it. GABA. So yeah, I mean, things maybe for cognition or extra skeletal muscle support, brain support. So these are things that, as you pointed out, First Endurance does a really great job of providing the supporting scientific literature as to why they put these other ingredients in. And of course, dosing is a whole other matter, but we are focused on cluster dextrin primarily, but it is noteworthy
exactly
that this product.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I mean, even down to branch chain amino acids, I love that you highlight that because there are some extra ones. But just again, listeners, just reiterating what Dina said is if you titrate the dose higher, just remember you're getting more of all of these ingredients, right? It's not just, oh, it's just a cluster dextrin, right? No, it's right. Everything. So we need to factor that in if you're using more or less of this specific product. And now, Dina, I do have to highlight this because you were awesome in doing the math just to help our listeners a little bit more. So listeners, stay with us here because this is how Dina, and I love her thought process here, really looked at the cost comparison. So per gram of carbohydrates, per gram, not serving, just literally per 1 gram of carbohydrate, this product, First Endurance EFS Pro, costs 0.083 cents. So it's a less than a penny, but that's going to be important for you to know because Dina did that for every single product. So you'll be able to kind of compare per gram, but listen, at the end of the day, you have to find what's right for you, right? Yeah. And the dosing that's right for you. Okay. Exactly. Are we done with the First Endurance EFS Pro?
Yeah. Let's move on to the next one, Bob.
Okay. Next one on our list is the Scratch Super High Carb. And this, it went through a name change, but that is what it is called now. So we're going to obviously refer to that as the Scratch Super High Carb Sport Drink because that is what they're calling it. So if you do hear, if you listen to our episode 3, Dr. Lim will call it by the first rendition of the name, I do believe, right, Dina?
Yeah, Super Fuel.
Yeah. Super fuel. Yeah. So it's the same thing. They just went through a name change. Okay. So let's go through the ingredients on this one, Dina. So the ingredients are cluster dextrin, obviously. There's fructose, there's citric acid, sodium citrate, lemon oil, lime oil, lemon juice, lime juice. So I'm pretty sure, listeners, you can guess the flavor of this. But it kind of is interesting to me, Dina. Like I was a little bit shocked, but not shocked because we know Scratch so well and because we interviewed Dr. Lim. But does anything jump out in those ingredients to you?
With the lemon lime flavor, we've got the lemon and lime ingredients. It's like pretty natural names there. Also, basically two carbohydrate sources with the cluster dextrin and a little bit of fructose. So that's one thing that I noted.
Yeah. Now remember, listeners, the reason why some manufacturers, sport nutrition manufacturers, put fructose in a product is because there are two channels, I guess you could call it, on your small intestine. One that allows glucose to be absorbed and the other that allows fructose to be absorbed. So when product companies are putting a blend of a glucose cluster dextrin, maltodextrin, whatever it is, with fructose, what they're trying to do is utilize both of these channels to try to help your body absorb more carbohydrate. And as Dina eloquently said in the beginning, that's the whole point of cluster dextrin is to try to get you a higher amount of carbohydrates in your body. That's the point of these products and this ingredient. So that's the reason why we see fructose pop in there. But no, Dee, I the same thing. Like I read that ingredients list and I kind of expected myself to keep going, but it's a very short ingredients list. Like it's just, in my mind, it's straight to the point. There's cluster dextrin, fructose, some sodium and some flavoring via lime juice and lemon oil. So I'm like, oh, that's I guess I could just use the word simple. Okay, good. Yep. Yeah.
Very simple.
So now let's roll up our sleeves because this is where it gets into it. But let's start with the grams of carbohydrate because it's a little bit different than what we just talked about in the previous product.
Per serving. So the other thing throwing a kink into this, but not to confuse you listeners, just knowing that a lot of these companies provide like the single sachet or the like single serving packet versus a bigger canister or bag, right? So again, there might be some different labeling depending on if you're buying the little packets versus the big bag. But yeah, for the single serving, Bob, 50 grams of carbohydrate is their serving. And then, you know, in the big bag, it is a 100 gram carb serving. So a big difference there.
And it's like, I kind of, when I buy this stuff, I kind of try to buy in bulk, to be honest with you, just for packaging number one, and try to reduce that footprint as much as possible. But so let's pick on the big bag, right? Yep. So, cause we're going to kind of compare. So yeah, I don't know about you, Dina, but I'm like, whoa, hold on, 100 grams of carbohydrate per serving. Now, one serving is 7 scoops. So just keep that in mind, listeners, like 7 scoops of this is 100 grams of carbohydrate, and that's the recommended serving size, right? So this, like, to me, this screams, I need to get as many carbohydrates in my body now. Like that's the whole goal of this. And with that said, you know, I look at this and I kind of appreciate that, because again, it's lending to the athlete who needs a higher carbohydrate source, something that is easily absorbed in the body also.
Yeah. Easy to get in. Yeah. The beauty, however, of the 7 scoops, because I think everyone freaked out in the beginning, like, why do I have 7 scoops? Just make it one. But I will say the beauty of that is you can more easily titrate it. So if you are only looking for 40 grams or 50 grams, you know, you can use the scoop. You got to do a little calculator there, but it's easy to titrate down. So
totally,
that is good.
Totally. Yeah. And so one bag of this, by the way, is $41.95, just to kind of put that in the same context. So the first Endurance was $49.95. This is $41.95. But listen, you know, listeners, you can't just shop based on price, because as we're highlighting here, each and every product has different serving sizes. So it's not really about the price. Now, I mean, yes, it is, but you can't just buy a product on that, because you really have to look at serving sizes. And, you know, I'll get to this later. I'll tell you what Dina calculated for the price per carbohydrate gram. But Dina, let's get into the other things on the label and the other nutrients, i.e. let's just maybe jump right to sodium.
So yeah, Bob, what I noticed with the sodium content for the Scratch Super High Carb is it's a 1-to-1 kind of ratio from calorie 2 milligrams of sodium. So in other words, 100 grams of carbohydrate is 400 calories and 400 milligrams of sodium. Mm-hmm, so in comparison to the EFS Pro, it's less sodium content per carbohydrate serving. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, still a healthy dose. Like you see that 400 milligrams, but then you look at 500 from the EFS Pro and you're like, oh yeah, that's pretty close. But remember, listeners, the serving size is different. The grams of carbohydrate are literally more than three times from what we just talked about, you know, with the EFS Pro. So we have to, again, we just have to keep this in mind. But, you know, I look at this, and I'm like, okay, that is a healthy, like if you're going to have the full serving, the 7 scoops of the Scratch Super High Carb mix, that's a healthy dose of sodium. Like I appreciate that. I'm like, okay, I see what they're doing. They're, again, it's catering to the endurance athlete, catering to someone who may have, you know, kind of a moderate to moderate high sweat sodium concentration. You know, I don't know. I just look at that as an endurance athlete and a coach myself and a dietitian, say, okay, I appreciate that. Right.
Yeah. And as Dr. Lim noted, with their other product selections with hydration elements, you know, we can kind of mix and match to invite other electrolytes to come in. I know that's not the focus of this podcast episode, Bob, but just noting that, and that, you know, there are ways to get creative with trying to maximize fluid, sodium, and carbohydrate.
Yep,
nonetheless,
exactly.
One thing I wanted to mention with the Scratch products is they do have this other product now called Clear, which also features cluster dextrin and a little bit higher sodium content per serving. We're not going to go over that product here, but it is another option when you're looking for specifically cluster dextrin carbohydrate source.
Yeah. And just to highlight too with this, because, you know, we're looking at the bag, right? So on the bag, I love what they did on the bag here, because it actually has a, like, right next to the nutrition facts label, it says how to use, and it's got like this cool little graphic, D. So it says, okay, if you burn less calories per hour, start with 2 scoops. If you're like the average athlete, use 4 scoops. If you're someone who burns a lot of calories per hour, use that 7 scoops. So they call it kind of flexible fuel. I'm just literally reading the little graphic they have. So yeah. I do appreciate that because they're kind of talking about that whole titration. But it kind of goes back to listeners, you knowing how much you burn. And sometimes that's just not as easy as looking at your GPS watch because those sometimes are very inaccurate. But that said, I do appreciate that because it's giving us, as listeners and us athletes, kind of a range in which to use. Now, I do want to kind of finish up this by just saying that's all yeah. the ingredients. Like there are, well, I see 1 milligram of potassium. So that's the extra electrolyte in there, but there is no other, there are no other ingredients added to Scratch Super High Carb Mix. Now, remember, listeners, the cost per carbohydrate gram for First Endurance EFS Pro was $0.083, and the cost per carbohydrate gram for a Scratch Super High Carb Mix is 0.052. So just to kind of give you a reference point. Okay, Dee, is it time to move on to number three?
Number three, Osmo Power Fuel. Relatively Osmo new product on the scene. Yeah. Now, one thing, Bob.
Take us through that.
We've got a caffeine option.
Oh,
with this
okay.
one. So okay. They have non-caffeinated and caffeinated. The caffeinated per serving is going to get you 50 milligrams of caffeine. So not over the top, but not minuscule. Well, depending, on your caffeine love.
Yeah,
but
totally.
Ingredient wise, I would say somewhat similar to the Scratch product. We've got the cyclic dextrin or cluster dextrin, fructose, sodium citrate, and then caffeine or non-caffeine option.
Yeah, very basic. I mean, again, I see that. I'm like simple, basic. One thing, Dee, because I'm really not too familiar with this. I obviously have not tried this one, but is there a flavor to this? Because it doesn't
they
list.
They kept it flavorless. I mean, there
okay.
is the fructose,
okay.
So it's going to give you a little bit of sweet, but it's not a, fruit flavor or anything. It's pretty neutral as per their website. So
I think that's really important for listeners to note that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then, when we were talking about sodium, and again, we'll just pick on the canister size instead of the single serving. So per carb grams per serving in their canister is 39 grams. I almost get a little sweaty. Like, could they have labeled it 40 grams, Bob? Just for my math brain to work more efficiently.
Dina, can I answer that question? Knowing the behind the scenes with my snack company, yes, they can label it 40 grams. Okay. That was easy to answer.
Anyways, so yes, serving size is 39 grams. So in between the previous two products we've been mentioning, and per the 39 gram serving of carbohydrate, we've got a sodium content of 410 milligrams. It is, well, again, all the math, it's not a one-to-one comparison. We'd have to do a lot more calculations to do this apple-to-apple comparison. But like you were saying, it's a decent amount of sodium.
It is for sure. Again, it kind of gets my attention, like, oh, okay, they're putting it in there for a reason. It's not just, like a byproduct second thought, like, oh, should we add sodium? Like they forgot, oh, should I add sodium? Yeah. I mean, that 400 is telling me, they picked that for a reason, that 410, right? So
and
that's per scoop. So one serving size is there 2 scoops. So, I kind of like it, there's 39 grams. I like it, meaning it's simple. Like it's 2 scoops and it's 39 grams. It's 410 milligrams of sodium. And obviously you can titrate however you want to, but it seems pretty straightforward.
Do you want to compare the cost, Bob, per gram of carb?
Yep. So per bag, or like the big bags we're talking about. So this is $35 per bag, right? And now in the bag itself, you're going to get 16 servings of what they're saying, the 2 scoops. Mm-hmm. The price per carbohydrate gram is 0.056. So that's really close to the Scratch, which was 0.052. So now we've got First Endurance EFS Pro was a little bit higher at 0.083. We've got Scratch and Osmo right around that 0.05. And Yeah, I mean it's pretty similar to what we just talked about with the Scratch product.
And listeners, if you've just freaked out about all the numbers, we're going to put on our show notes on our website a brief summary of some of this so you can reference that.
Pretty summarizing simple. This, it's simple. That's what I'm taking from this for sure.
Simple and okay. A caffeine option. Ooh, number four.
Yes. Number four, last one, listeners, it's called the Bear Performance Nutrition, or which sometimes they go by BPN. G1M product. That's kind of a mouthful. Okay, so the ingredients we're talking about, cluster dextrin, it says electrolytes, so it's got sodium.
Yeah, well, pink Himalayan salt, they outline the, you know, electrolytes in the product. It does say natural flavor. We do have stevia and monk fruit extract. They added B6. It looks like a mix of minerals. And some stevia monk fruit for some flavoring.
And, you know, I'm not going to lie, Dina, I see the ingredients and I scratch my head a little bit. I don't know about you, but I'm like, okay, you know, cyclic or cluster dextrin. Got it. Check. Pink Himalayan salt. Got it. Check. You know, and then then some of the things, like, I'm like, why do we need stevia and monk fruit? Well, okay. They're not adding fructose. So it's probably for the sweetener. Okay, I get that. You know, vitamin B6, like, do we really need that? You know, so sometimes sometimes there are head scratchers, like, well, do we really need all of this stuff? Like, how much will that B6 actually help? You know what I mean?
And I think they're trying to be mindful of added sugars, obviously, with using stevia and monk fruits. So compared to, for example, the Scratch and the First Endurance EFS Pro, which has quote unquote added sugars, right, at differing amounts, this product has zero added sugar, but okay.
That's, you know, it's a good point. Because I think it comes back to, well, why are we using these products? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're using them as carbohydrate sources. And I guess, you know, I could argue both sides. Like, do we need added sugars in a carbohydrate product, or do we not need added sugars in a carbohydrate product when we're really talking about the cluster dextrin? So I bet I could easily argue both points. And I don't think there's a right or wrong answer, in my mind, at least.
Right. Serving size is 20 grams of carbohydrate. Mm-hmm. And in their container, we've got 25 of those servings. Again, all these products are different in number of servings and what their serving size is. But this would be the lower gram of carbohydrate per serving of the four products that we're talking about today.
Yeah. And, you know, I do appreciate that it's one scoop is a serving size. So now it makes it really easy on the math challenged person.
Exactly.
So now you can titrate so easily. Oh, it's just one scoop or whatever.
Yeah. Exactly. And then
don't have to do as much math.
Right. Per serving, Bob, sodium wise, since we've been mentioning that, 350 milligrams, which is pretty standard, I would say.
I think we've gotten out of the whole Gatorades of, you know, 20 years ago and just having like 100 to 200 milligrams. I think we're pretty much past that for the most part, right? For like, if we're talking about these type of sport drinks, I do feel like we're looking at the 300 to 400 milligrams as kind of the standard minimum entry point. So I mean, I appreciate that. Again, I look at 350. I'm like, okay, again, there's a reason for that. It's higher than usual. Mm-hmm. You're in that entry point. It's, you know, I totally get that. Personally, I'm a fan of pink Himalayan salt. That's just me. So I do appreciate that particular ingredient, but I think that's just splitting hairs.
Yeah, maybe depending how much you're using or just any kind of individual, you know, sensitivities to salt versus sodium citrate.
Right.
They do have the informed sport certification, which I didn't notice on the other.
I saw that.
So that is a differentiator.
Well, it is interesting. Let me kind of talk on that just briefly. It's interesting to me. One, I totally appreciate that because I work with a lot of collegiate and professional Olympic athletes. So I totally appreciate that informed sport or NSF certification, either one of those. But then part of me is like, well, why are they doing it that for that product? Now, the reason I appreciate it is because I believe that they're doing that for every single product they have. So props to them if I am actually right in saying that. I haven't looked at their entire product line. But to that point, the reason why I say, well, do you need it for this product? Because it's not technically a supplement. And that's really when we look at those third party certifications. And if it has a supplement facts versus a nutrition facts, nevertheless, I do appreciate the fact that they are in form sport. Again, props to them for sure, because that costs quite a bit of money for companies to submit their products to inform sport.
Yeah.
There's a few more electrolytes, right? So we want to highlight these because they do have calcium. They do put potassium, and they do put a little bit of magnesium in there. So it is kind of rounding out some of the electrolytes, additional electrolytes that we find in sweat. So I think we've got what we've seen on here is two products do have kind of a full electrolyte panel at differing levels, of course. And then two of them just are focusing on that sodium primarily, right? Yes. So again, some differences, not just in the cluster dextrin carbohydrate serving size price, but also in the electrolyte profile that we're seeing. And then price-wise, dun, 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 here it is. Dina calculated this for us, and the price per carbohydrate gram for the Bear Performance Nutrition G1M Sport product is 0.08 cents. So we see of the four we've compared, from a price perspective at least, the First Endurance, EFS Pro, and the Bear Performance Nutrition G1M are about the same price, whereas the Scratch Super High Carb and the Osmo Power Fuel are about the same price. So wherever that leaves us, right? Sometimes, like I said, it's not about the cost. It's about how we're using it in addition to the ingredients and the amount of ingredients that you need as an athlete.
You got it, Bob. Ooh, a lot Bingo. Of info, but hopefully this was a good preview of the products and kind of review of the products as well, with the notable characteristics and differentiators is the word coming to mind right at the moment. But we will put a summary of some of these aspects on our website for the show notes for this episode if you're needing a quick reference to That's summarize right. for your eyes and processing.
Yeah. So, I think in summary, what we'd like to do is, listeners, we'd love to solicit your feedback. You know, we chose these four products based on the distinguishing ingredient, that being cluster dextrin. So what we'd like to hear from you is what other ingredients, what other things, and we're not just going to do a product review. Like, we want a specific reason. And the reason here was cluster dextrin. We want to focus on certain ingredients that these product companies are using and be able to compare across the board. So send us an email, hello@insidesportsnutrition.com. Let us know what ingredients, maybe some products that have those ingredients. We would love to highlight those on our next product review segment. But until then, you all have a fantastic rest of your day, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Well, we hope you enjoyed episode 103, where Dina and I sat down and chatted a little bit about the ingredient cluster dextrin and reviewed four specific companies that are using that in their products. Now, if you have any questions about these products that you're using or thinking of using or any of the ingredients, throw them our way. Shoot us an email, hello@insidesportsnutrition.com. We would love to do some product reviews for you awesome listeners. Stay tuned for next week's episode, where Dina and I sit down and chat all things holiday nutrition related. We're going to give you some awesome tips for getting in and out of the holidays very successfully and hopefully with a little less stress. Now, remember again, you can head on over to our website, insidesportsnutrition.com, find our awesome show notes, whole bunch of sponsors, deals, all that information, and a summary of all of the products that we highlighted in today's episode. So please head on over. And you know, while you're at it, go on over to the platform of your choice, wherever you listen to podcasts. We would love and absolutely adore you even more if you could review our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, submit a review. It just really helps other athletes around the world to engage with our contents. Now, if you would like some more information about what Dina and I do in our respective businesses, head on over to nutritionmechanic.com to see what Dina is up to, and head on over to energyperformance.com, that's E-N-R-G, performance.com, to see what I am up to. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are solely those of the host and the guests involved and do not represent a replacement for medical consultation with your doctor. The information and opinions provided here are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or medical condition. This podcast is for information, education, and entertainment purposes only.